听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. We are on day two of this month's travel article. We are visiting Hungary. We are in the middle of a lovely trip to that European country of Hungary. Indeed, the big city of Budapest has plenty to offer, but let's not forget about the treasures to be discovered in the countryside. Today, let's go to Eger and find out what it has to offer. Two words to help us along are aspects and exhibit. First, aspect, as in my favorite aspect of traveling is eating the local food in the countries I visit. And the word exhibit, as in if you go to the zoo tomorrow, make sure to visit the panda exhibit. All right, let's open our magazines and turn to page 13 for the reading.
Hungary, Eger. In order to see other aspects of the country's history and culture, visit some of the smaller towns. Only a 90-minute train ride from Budapest sits Eger, a town famous for the castle Egrevar. Visit its Gothic palace and see an informative exhibit on the history of the castle. Then tour the underground tunnels, the site of many battles throughout Hungary's history. Outside the castle, stroll down Szechenyi Street and look around in the shops. Then, enjoy coffee and a sweet treat in the elegant Dubas Cukrasta coffee shop.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Rachel. And we're so glad that you're traveling with us back to Hungary. We are in Central Europe in the beautiful country of Hungary. And we've been in the city of Budapest. But we're going to go outside of Budapest today to a different place. And Chelsea, where are we headed today?
Well, Rachel, we are going to visit Eger today. And our text says, in order to see other aspects of the country's history and culture, visit some of the smaller towns. Eger would be one of those. Right now, we are going to learn a little bit more about the name of Hungary. So stay with us.
The name Hungary means land of the Huns. The Huns, once led by the famous Attila, occupied the Hungarian lands during the Dark Ages. Hungary should not be confused with the word hungry, which describes that feeling caused by a lack of food. This word also comes from Middle Europe, but its earliest form, kunk, meant burn, dry, and pain. All feelings you might experience when you're hungry.
Well, that's interesting. So, again, we're going to visit Eger, which is a small town, and we're going to visit one of these small towns in Hungary because we want to see some of the different aspects of the country's history and culture. And that word aspects is one of our more word bank words. What does aspects mean?
Well, an aspect of something is like a feature of something or a part of something. So when you travel, I hope you don't just go to one city because you'll only see a few aspects of the country. You need to get out of the big city, usually the capital city, and see other aspects, other parts of the country. Many countries are very different depending on where you travel, and Hungary is no different. And once you get outside Budapest, you might see some very different things.
And so we're going to learn about some of those different aspects of Eger right now. Our text says only a 90-minute train ride from Budapest sits Eger, a town famous for the castle Egrevar. Now, I know I've seen some pictures of some beautiful castles in Europe, and it sounds like Hungary is no exception. This castle Egrevar is very well known and very famous throughout Europe, and especially in Hungary.
So the castle Egrevar. And it sounds like the best way to get there is by train, a 90-minute train ride. That would be a good way to see some of the countryside and some of the other areas and maybe some of the other aspects of Hungary.
Exactly. I know I love to ride on trains or high-speed rails or whatever it might be because you do get to see the countryside and you get to see so many things at once. So that's a wonderful way to travel. And I'm glad to know that Hungary has a good train system. Well, once you're visiting this famous castle, you can also visit its Gothic Palace and see an informative exhibit on the history of the castle. Wow, this sounds interesting, Chelsea.
Well, you just mentioned the word exhibit, and this is a word that has a couple of different ways that it can be used. It's used as a noun here in this sentence, but sometimes we also use the same word as a verb. If someone exhibits something, they're showing something for the public to see. So, if you go to an exhibit, you're going to a place where there is something on display for the public to see. An exhibit exhibits something. Now, I'm sure both of you have been to exhibits in your lifetime. Could you tell us maybe a couple of places you've been that has an exhibit?
Well, I love museums, but I think even more than museums, I love zoos. And zoos have exhibits. And my favorite exhibit at the zoo is usually the penguins. I love the penguin exhibit.
Oh, yeah, me too. I enjoy going to zoos as well, but I have been to a few places or different countries where they do have nice informative exhibits that teach you things. So if you go to the castle, you don't have to wonder what's the history here? You can usually find a nice exhibit that will tell you all about it. So if you go to Hungary, make sure you take time to look at the exhibits. Also, what you can do is take a tour through the underground tunnels. Ooh, this sounds quite exciting.
This does sound exciting. In fact, you tour these underground tunnels because these were the sites of many battles throughout Hungary's history. It sounds like these tunnels might have been places for maybe the soldiers in the army to hide out or for people to hide out and to maybe throw off the enemy a little bit. But now, if you visit Hungary, you can actually go through these tunnels and see how they did it.
Yeah, I think the tunnels sound like a lot of fun. That would be very interesting. And then just outside the castle, our article says you can stroll down Széchenyi Street. And that word stroll is one of our more information words. And if you stroll somewhere, that means usually you're walking through an area. Just walking for enjoyment. You're not walking in order to get somewhere, in order to get to your destination. You're strolling because you want to enjoy the journey, the
Definitely.
Walk.
And we often use this word in our travel articles because the point is you take your time. You don't rush down these streets. You take your time and look around. Stroll down the street and look around in the shops. I know some of you would love to go shopping in Hungary, and once you go shopping, you probably will work up an appetite. So, Chelsea, how would you satisfy that appetite?
Well, I would enjoy some coffee and a sweet treat in the elegant Dubas Dekrasta coffee shop, which is very famous. Well, we're going to go to the chat room right now, but stay with us. We'll be back for more later.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Naomi. Today we continue to look at our lesson on Hungary.
Naomi, our lesson says, visit the Gothic Palace and see an informative exhibit on the history of the castle. I don't get it. How can the exhibit be on the history of the castle? Does it mean the exhibit is on top of the castle?
Oh, no, Ken. The preposition on can have many different meanings. It can mean on top of something, as you mentioned, but here, on means concerning or about. Just now, I mentioned today's lesson is on Hungary, and that means our lesson is about Hungary.
So I can say I'm reading a book on architecture, meaning I'm reading a book about architecture?
Sure, and after you read the book, you can give a speech on architecture.
I see. 介系词 on 除了表示在某样东西上面，也可以表示关于。这个字常常用来指出要描述的主题或是议题，比如说 a book on plants, 有关植物的书， a speech on democracy, 一篇有关民主的演讲。Now, Naomi, I know we often use upon and on interchangeably. So can I use upon in this case?
No, you can't. On and upon are interchangeable only when we deal with spatial relations.
Special relations?
No, spatial relations. That means relations that deal with space. For example, the bird sat on the tree is the same as the bird sat upon the tree.The bird and the tree exist in the same space, but you can't say, here's a book upon architecture.
I see. 介系词 on 跟 upon 往往可以互换着用，但是只局限于 spatial relations, 空间上的关系。The bird sat on the tree, 也可以说 the bird sat upon the tree, 因为 bird 跟 tree 都是在同一个 space 空间，但我们并不能说 here's a book upon architecture, 只能够说 here's a book on architecture, 这是一本有关建筑的书。
Now let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back, everyone, to Studio Classroom. If you've just joined us,We are in the Hungarian countryside. That is where we are traveling this month. We are just about to visit one of Hungary's national parks. So what would you expect to find in a national park? Outstanding scenery? Wildlife? How about beautiful music in a cave? Well, yes, all of this can be found in Aggtelek National Park.Let's look at the word border right now, as in the U.S. shares a border with Canada on the north and Mexico on the south. And the idiom, take one's breath away, as in the size and beauty of the Grand Canyon will take your breath away. Okay, let's find out how a Hungarian national park can take our breath away. We continue with a lesson.On page 14.
Hungary, Aggtelek National Park. In northern Hungary lies a natural jewel, Aggtelek National Park. Hundreds of limestone caves fill the park, just waiting to be explored. The 21-kilometer-long Baradla Domica cave system even crosses international borders, as 1/4 of it is in Slovakia. The unique beauty of this cave will take your breath away. For an extra treat, attend a concert in the cave and enjoy some beautiful music. Hungary will excite all your senses. See for yourself!
Welcome back. We're looking at Hungary, and yesterday we looked at the city of Budapest, and earlier we looked at the city of Eger, and right now we're going to take a look at Aggtelek National Park. Our article refers to this national park in northern Hungary as a natural jewel. Now that's an interesting way of talking about this park.What does that mean, Chelsea?
Well, when we talk about a jewel, we usually talk about a fine gemstone or something like a diamond, something very beautiful that maybe is worn as jewelry. So if it's a natural jewel, it's something that is very, very beautiful,
like a diamond or another jewel, but it's in a natural setting.
That's right. I think of something that's very precious. We usually use that word when we're talking about jewels. And so it's beautiful, it's precious, and it's natural. It's kind of like if you find it, you strike gold. And that's what our author is saying. There's this natural jewel known as Aghtalak National Park. And I know many countries have national parks. These are usually wonderful places to visit, especially if you have time to get out of the city. So what do we see in this park, Chip?
Well, it sounds like this park has hundreds of limestone caves. Now, a cave is a natural tunnel underground, and these caves are made out of a type of stone called limestone. That's one of our more information words. And limestone is usually a white or sometimes gray or even sometimes a black type of stone that can be used in many things. Often it's used in concrete.
And as our text says, you can explore these caves that fill the park. They're sitting there waiting to be explored. I know a lot of people enjoy exploring caves. You go into them and it's usually kind of dark and wet, and there are very many beautiful rock formations that you can see and a lot of other things you can do while cave exploring. So there is a specific cave system that our article mentions. Rachel, what is that cave system?
Well, it's called the Baradla Dominica cave system. And we see here that it's 21 kilometers long. Now let that sink in for a minute. That is a pretty long cave system, 21 kilometers. When I think of 21 kilometers, I think of a half marathon. So pretty much you can go through a half marathon of caves. And this is pretty amazing. I'm sure a lot of people who enjoy going into caves come to Hungary for this purpose.
Yeah, I would think so. It's a very famous cave system. And it even crosses international borders. That means it actually enters into another country. An international border is a line that separates one country from another. And actually, Hungary has 7 international borders, so it borders 7 other countries. This cave system crosses one of those borders.
And it goes into the country of Slovakia, as our text says. It goes on to say the unique beauty of this cave will take your breath away. There's so much beauty that can be seen in this cave that it will take your breath away. Now, I don't know if I want something to take my breath away. I kind of need to breathe, and I like breathing. So what does this idiom mean, take your breath away?
Yeah, that almost sounds like you can't breathe once you get into the cave. But that's a good thing. If something takes your breath away because it's beautiful, that means that it's so beautiful, you're surprised at how beautiful it is. And sometimes something can take your breath away that's not just beautiful, but maybe scary. Isn't that right, Rachel?
I think so. Maybe you're watching a scary movie and something happens and it takes your breath away for a few moments because you're so scared you're actually forgetting to breathe. But again, this is an idiom we use often in English, so it's very useful. If you really see something amazing, you can say that it takes your breath away. Well, for an extra treat, you can enjoy a concert in the cave. Wow, you can listen to beautiful music in the cave. That seems pretty amazing to me.
Listening to a concert in this cave, that would be a very interesting, beautiful experience. I think a concert and the music of a concert would have a very unique and maybe very loud sound to it. That would be very interesting. There's a lot of very neat things that can be done in Hungary. What would you guys do if you visited Hungary?
Well, I think one thing that sounds very interesting to me is to go to the Széchenyi baths that we talked about earlier, these places where you can go and just relax your whole body in warm or cold water and get a massage. That's something that I would definitely have to do.
Me too. Sign me up for the massage. And I would also enjoy some wonderful Hungarian food. Hungarian food, I think, tastes really unique. They use different spices that we don't use a lot in America or even in Asia. So I would probably enjoy some authentic, real Hungarian food. So friends, Hungary will excite all your senses. We hope someday you can see that for yourself. And right now we have something special to watch about Hungary.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 aspect 这个名词 S-P-E-C-T 这个字根有看的意思，所以 aspect 是指面貌或方面。例如 We need to think about every aspect of the problem before we deal with it. 我们必须先考虑这个问题的每一个方面，然后再去解决它。或者是 Editing is a crucial aspect of filmmaking.剪接是制作电影相当重要的一个层面。接下来我们看的是 exhibit 这个名词 ,ex 这个字首有向外的意思，所以 exhibit 在这里是指展览，和 exhibition ,exhibition 的意思是一样的。我们来看一个例句 ,The exhibit displaying paintings by Renoir will end next week. 雷诺瓦画作的展示会在下个星期结束。Exhibit 也指展出来的物品或者是作品，例如 The museum has many exhibits from ancient Egypt. 这家博物馆有许多古埃及的展示品。最后我们看的是 take one's breath away 这个成语， breath 是指呼吸或气息，所以 take one's breath away 是指使人屏息或者是叹为观止。例如 The magnificent view of the glacier took our breath away.冰河壮观的景色让我们叹为观止，或者是 The stunning beauty of the sunset took my breath away. 落日惊人的美景让我屏息。 And don't go away yet, stay tuned for more.
Hungary, Eger. In order to see other aspects of the country's history and culture,visit some of the smaller towns. Only a 90-minute train ride from Budapest sits Eger, a town famous for the castle Egrevar. Visit its Gothic palace and see an informative exhibit on the history of the castle. Then tour the underground tunnels, the site of many battles throughout Hungary's history. Outside the castle,Stroll down Szechenyi Street and look around in the shops. Then, enjoy coffee and a sweet treat in the elegant Dubas Tukrasta coffee shop. Aggtelek National Park. In northern Hungary lies a natural jewel, Aggtelek National Park. Hundreds of limestone caves fill the park, just waiting to be explored.The 21-kilometer-long Baradla Domica cave system even crosses international borders, as 1/4 of it is in Slovakia. The unique beauty of this cave will take your breath away. For an extra treat, attend a concert in the cave and enjoy some beautiful music. Hungary will excite all your senses. See for yourself!
Friends, we hope you had fun exploring Hungary with us. Next month in our travel feature, we'll keep with the national park theme and head to one of the most famous national parks in the United States. Tomorrow, we'll discuss something that makes many of your lives, including mine, very miserable. Join us tomorrow and find out what it is. Until that time, all of us at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope that you have an exciting day. Bye-bye, friends.